bad acts.
And your news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Seaboying Ace Hardware. Well, good afternoon, friends. I'm Matt Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some recent news locally. In recognition of National Public Safety Telecommunications Week, the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department extends its heartfelt gratitude to the often unsung heroes who diligently operate behind the scenes. These remarkable individuals are dispatchers, play a pivotal role in emergency response by handling radio transmissions and 911 calls with unwavering dedication. Also in local news, dissatisfaction and controversy over a Sanilac County School District mascot name change continues. More than two decades ago, the Sandusky School District started the process of changing its mascot name from the Redskins to the Wolves, and the district is still dealing with hard feelings for that by some in the district. The mascot name change came about because it was called to the board's attention that the American Indian theme was racially insensitive by the public relations director of the Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe during a previous board meeting more than 2 years ago. Some of those who were on the board at the time were ousted from their seats by recall. Considerable time, effort, and money has been spent over the last few years changing over the new image. The district has received grants to fund the transition to the new image, which could have been refunded if the district was to switch back to the previous mascot. Although some residents continue to push, the district had the image of the American Indian Redskin since back in the 1940s. District officials realize change is difficult, but oftentimes necessary. Also in local news, Huron County is gearing up for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 to 5, focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. Residents can responsibly dispose of hazardous materials through this exclusive opportunity offered by the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe. Certain items like tires and explosives and latex paint will not be accepted during this collection. For registration and details, residents can contact MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. Some construction work is being done to the Huron County Sheriff's Office Library, which is expected to keep it closed at least through Friday. While construction is being done, the records lobby is going to be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the office will not be able to do any fingerprinting until the process is completed. You can make an appointment, however, by calling 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for assistance. So we'll be right back.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
Emergency crews have rushed away a person on a stretcher after a fire was extinguished outside the New York courthouse where jury selection was taking place in Donald Trump's case. A person could be seen lying on the ground as they were on fire earlier today. People then rushed over to douse the person with a fire extinguisher and tried to bat the flames away. Emergency responders then rushed the person away on a stretcher. In other news, The United Auto Workers' ambitious drive to expand its reach to 9 union factories across the South and elsewhere faces a key test tonight when workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, will finish voting on whether or not to join the union. The UAW's ranks in the auto industry have dwindled over the years, and workers at the Chattanooga plant had previously rejected union membership. But at this time, the UAW is operating under new leadership and basking in a successful confrontation with Detroit's major automakers. The union's new president, Sean Fain, led the UAW in a series of strikes last fall against Detroit automakers that resulted in lucrative new contracts. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. The Michigan Secretary of State's office said the Natural Law Party nominated Kennedy at a convention. Kennedy's independent bid has spooked allies of both Joe Biden and Donald Trump, who fear that his famous name and support among a slice of disaffected voters will be enough to tip the election. Michigan is the second state after Utah to affirm that his name will be presented to voters. This news update is being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores for the brand names you want, the rewards you need, and the professional advice to get the job done. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe and Seaboying Ace Hardware. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, make sure that you go to thumbnet.net.